have to tell you that this has just been the strangest darn day I have had in so long. First of all, when you're on the road like I am, most of you know that my offices and studios are in Arizona. I am currently in North Central Texas right now, or in Central Texas, on a training session for a group of folks that I've worked with for about a dozen years. I'm training them. And from the minute I got up this morning, this day has not gone right. I mean, I got up, I had a decent breakfast, had one lousy cup of coffee instead of my usual pot of coffee, and got down to the office that I'd never been to this particular office, but I had the address, stuck it on my GPS bang, I was there. And we kind of got things set up and started, and then the gal that I was supposed to be training comes in, and pretty nice, but that's besides the point. And nothing went well with the training. Well, I'm working a different time clock. I'm on Pacific time. They're on Central time, as many of you are. And pretty soon it's 10 o'clock my time, and they're getting ready to go have lunch. Well, that's right. It's noon here. And they want to go meet, and, you know, I get to see all these folks I've worked with for a number of years. And it's like, I don't want to eat, man. This is wasting my time. I don't eat like that. I don't eat by the clock. And so hopefully the best part of my day will be spending the hour with you. Good evening and welcome to another installment of Life, Liberty, and All That Jazz. I'm your commentator for the hour, Jeffrey Bennett. You are listening to us live on, I believe, it's the 26th day of September, live on the road, broadcasting right here at republicbroadcasting.org. Yeah, it's been strange. I've been fielding calls on and off throughout most of the day, a few people placing some orders, taking advantage of the drops in the markets, as they are doing across the board. And there's lots of reasons. They go, oh, the euro seems to be getting their act together, and they're going to take care of Greece, and everything's la-di-da, so let's go ahead and buy stocks again. And so the market is now back over 11,000 points, and I haven't even looked to see what the rest of it did. The metals certainly took a further hammering today, but if you take a look at the headlines that I posted before I left on Sunday at RepublicTradingGroupInternational.com, some of which Robbie had also posted. You take a look at the index options predicting October stock collapse. Insider trading predicts October crash. Tightening the noose, the France bans cash sales of gold or silver over $600. The COMEX raises their gold margins by 21.5%, silver margins by 15.6%. All of these are forcing people out of these markets, which of course gives the indicator that the markets are tanking, that the metals, the commodities are tanking, and to a degree they are. Well, you got one of two ways to go. You either sit here and believe that the bull market is over and that everything is la-di-da. What's up? We get back to this, won't you? We take a short break.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, hempusa.org brings you a new formulation of microplant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Microplant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At hempusa.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, microplant powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608, 1-908-691-2608, or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offerer can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experience process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
This is an important message from HempUSA.org. For our listeners who are advancing in age, baby boomers, and to all who want to be healthy, we urge you to try our microplant powder and see the difference it makes in your life. Please visit HempUSA.org and read about microplant powder. It's easy to take, one heaping tablespoon in any liquid three times a day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. Please inform your family, friends, and relatives about this incredible product. It can change your life if you give it a chance. So try microplant powder today. Call 908-691-2608. In this toxic world, microplant powder can help now in cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, viruses, fungus, and bacteria. Please download our catalog at hempusa.org today.
There we go. Hey, three bats the board op had to run down the hall to the library. I don't blame him for that. I got to do that once in a while myself. Welcome back to tonight's Life, Liberty, and All That Jazz. Raj, I see you online out there. Glad to have you there listening tonight. Roger Sales will be sitting in for me solo come Wednesday. I hope to be on the road heading back home. But, you know, with other things that are going on, I'm trying to connect with my brother. And, frankly, if I can connect with him, he's like an hour and 20 minutes away from where I'm at. And if he's in town, I'm going to go see my brother. I've not seen him in 8 or 10 years. So, you know, push comes to shove, folks. I'm telling you right now, my family means more to me than an hour on the air. So push comes to shove, I will go do that. Anyway, we're back. And Roger will be here, and I'm sure he's got some great things planned. Roger, I've got an email I received tonight that I've got to attempt to send over to you later. Very, very worthwhile. So I'll do all I can to shoot it out to you. Anyway, talking a little bit about market stuff today, and I'm not going to spend a lot of time on it. I've got another direction I want to go tonight. Dow Jones Industrial, for whatever reason, was up, you know, 272 points today, back above 11,000, 11,044 to be exact. NASDAQ up 33 at 2517, S&P 500 up 27 to close at 1163, Global Dow up 21 at 1721, gold, well, in the after hours, it's back up $35, but still holding at 1630. That means at some point in time today, gold dipped down to the $1,595 range. Barrel of oil back up $1.06, even though we've finally begun to see some relief in the prices of gas at the pump. And the minute it happens, they start jacking up the cost of a barrel of oil. Now, I started to say before the break that, you know, for those of you who own gold and silver, we're not even talking about potential new clients. For those of you who have been buying it, who own it, I want you to think about this. With the bloodbath we've seen in the precious metals markets during the last week, you have to answer this one question for yourself. Is the bull market over? That's question number one in precious metals. Number two is a question, but it's pretty much the answer to question number one. Has America gone back to work? Has inflation disappeared? Has the recession slash depression, whatever you want to call this, gone away? Is the debt gone? Has both houses of Congress got together on another temporary funding bill. We've not had a budget for a year, people, and these guys are going absolutely bonkers. So if you can tell me that every one of those problems have been resolved, everybody's got food on their table, everybody's working, everybody's got clothing, everybody's got a house to live in, we're not foreclosing on banks anymore, we're not foreclosing on mortgages. If the answer is, oh yeah, all of that stuff's been resolved, then be worried about the value of your gold and silver. Otherwise, don't waste your time calling me. What's going on? By the way, I'm not picking anybody in general. I'm just making an off-the-wall statement. I have to say this because it is a real problem. Republic Trading Group International does not have 5 or 10 or 20 or 30 or 40 brokers working with us. It is Robbie and I. And it's done that way for a reason. Because Robbie and I have been down this road before. We know who is trustworthy and who is not trustworthy in this industry. You want Republic to go out and hire 5 or 10 brokers and tell them you guys get commission only based on what you can hammer out of people? Because that's exactly what you get in this industry. That's the mentality of the kind of people who work for the big name companies that advertise on Fox News. Some of you people call and you dial 1 for Jeff Bennett, you dial 2 for Robbie Noel, and guess what? If you don't get through to us, the minute you're ready to call, you hang up the phone. Leave your name and a number so we can call you back. I'm going to tell you what. I spent last Friday from 6:15 in the morning until 10 minutes before airtime Friday night on the phone, nonstop. It was rare that anybody was able to get through to me. Okay? If you wanted to talk to somebody, you got to leave a name, you got to leave a number, at least let us know what it is you want to talk about. Maybe you want to buy something, maybe you want to sell something. I can't guarantee we're going to get back right away. Now, I hit the road yesterday, drove 16 and a half hours straight till I got to my hotel and got settled in. Didn't think I could do it. It's been 10 years since I've done that. Give me the tunes, baby, and I'm on the road, Jack. I got Melody Gardot. I got Duke Ellington. I got a wide range of things. I even got Sirius Radio. I can flip over and listen to nonsensical so-called talk news shows. The biggest buzz on Fox Network all week has been whether Chris Christie should jump into the race. Everybody wants him to do it. You know why? Because everybody realizes that the selection we have on the Republican side, frankly, suck. You got Dr. Prick Rary, who, although he got up and apologized for his misguided direction on the cervical vaccination garbage that he wanted to give little 12-year-old girls, the guy stands there like he's got a ramrod connected to his backside. There's no emotion. There's no personality with the guy. And all he can do is turn to the next guy and point fingers and say, well, who are we going to get tomorrow? Are we going to get this Mormon guy or that Mormon guy? Or are we going to get this guy or that guy? You know, the only one that hasn't been picked on is Herman Cain. The only guy up there on the dais at the Republican debates last week who has not been picked on, nobody can find a single bit of fault with him, is the black guy, Herman Cain, the guy that is a former CEO of Godfather Pizza. He's the only guy that came to the table with a plan, a jobs plan. Everybody else comes to the table with BS on their breath. Come on. I wouldn't let Michelle Bachmann clean my bathroom. I don't like her. I don't think she's all that bright. She says a few of the right things. We all do. Man, I got 5 biological children, and we raised 27 little foster kids. That's admirable, lady, but the state pays you a lot of money for raising foster kids, and when you got 27 of them, you're raking in the bucks. Well, she's got to be smart. She's a lawyer. No, you got to be conniving to be a lawyer. Jeez. Oh, that may offend a few of you who may happen to be lawyers. I don't care. Every profession out there has got dirt in it. The medical profession, the legal profession, certainly the political profession. Used car salesman, insurance salesman, annuity salesman. There isn't a profession out there. You think there's not crooked, rotten politicians and plumbers and electricians? Of course there are. It's reality. I've shared my opinion on Ron Paul. He is not God. He's not a Republican. He's not a conservative. He's a libertarian. He's a libertarian. Everybody up there who's running, who wants this job, God knows why. It's thankless. It's completely thankless. You know, the old statement that Lincoln once made, the comment allegedly that you can fool some of the people some of the time and the rest of the people the rest of the time, but you can't fool all the people all the time. Lincoln was a statesman. He was not a politician. Politicians fool all the people all the time. But the fact of the matter is that who else is a Santorum? Oh, forget him. Bachman's finally sliding to the bottom in one of the polls over the weekend. Kane goes to Florida and comes out smelling like a rose. Comes in third up in Michigan because the people up in Michigan want to vote for their favorite son, little mitten boy, Mitt Romney. This thing's so the people out there saying, give us Chris, give us Chris. You know, I'm reminded of Anthony Quinn. Give us Barabbas. Give us Barabbas. These are the things that I see going on. Do I want Barack insane Obama to stay in office? Of course not. It's unbelievable. So here's the next thing to go. Free checking accounts. I got one with J.P. Morgan, the Pirate Chase, but they've decided, wait a minute, we got to find a way to hammer people somewhere else. The government put restrictions on us. We're going to go ahead and find another way to make money. Yep, banks are starting to add on more charges. No free check service for this, service for that. You go listen to the tunes. You listen to the music. It's my turn to go to the library. We'll be right back.
Berkey purification systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. Berkeys are used worldwide under normal, hostile, and emergency environments. Securing your access to good-tasting, sparkling, wholesome drinking water can be harder than you might expect. Water is often laced with chlorine, lead, high levels of harmful bacteria, and other unwanted chemicals and contaminants. Even bottled water can contain these contaminants, and moreover, it's expensive. Other purification systems are inferior. Most do remove pathogenic bacteria, and many remove the beneficial minerals that your body needs. Perhaps that's why Berkey systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. This simple, highly effective method of microporous, self-sterilizing, and recleanable black Berkey purification elements bring you the finest water purification system available anywhere. Call today, 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Free shipping for a limited time only. Berkey purification systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. Berkeys are used worldwide under normal, hostile, and emergency environments. Securing your access to good-tasting, sparkling, wholesome drinking water can be harder than you might expect. Water is often laced with chlorine, lead, high levels of harmful bacteria, and other unwanted chemicals and contaminants. Even bottled water can contain these contaminants, and moreover, it's expensive. Other purification systems are inferior. Most do remove pathogenic bacteria, and many remove the beneficial minerals that your body needs. Perhaps that's why Berkey systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. This simple, highly effective method of microporous, self-sterilizing, and recleanable black Berkey purification elements bring you the finest water purification system available anywhere. Call today, 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Free shipping for a limited time only.
Have you heard? Proactiv is better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway.
Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactiv, your acne can heal, and you can prevent new breakouts from happening. Be one of the first to try it by giving us a call at 1-800-489-0192. Because we're going to let a million people try Proactiv risk-free and also receive our legendary refining mask and green tea moisturizer free if you call right now.
You heard it. Be one of the first to try Better Than Ever Proactiv Solution. You'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial, plus a free refining mask and green tea moisturizer. Call 1-800-489-0192. This is our best radio offer. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactiv, plus two free extras. Go to GetProactiv.com or call 1-800-489-0192. That's 1-800-489-0192.
We're back, my friends. I received an email from Granny early this morning. Now, I expect to be broadcasting live from Granny's little El Rancho tomorrow. We're going to go up to see the little Obama cabs. And you're sick, Bennett. Lord knows. Anyway, somebody called in off the air and made reference to the fact that allegedly Herman Cain used to be head of the Kansas City Federal Reserve, but it has not been confirmed. Now, the caller claimed that it's been posted on a website. Well, the question is, which website? Secondly, because I need to be able to verify, but I remember Granny sent me an email this morning, said, you know, you put Herman Cain in the White House, it's like putting the fox in the chicken head, the hen house. And the problem is, if that in fact is true, why hasn't that information been made public? Why wouldn't like Chris Wallace or one of these idiots on Fox come out and talk about the fact that Herman Cain had once been on the board of the head of the Kansas City Federal Reserve? I mean, that would seem to have some hefty weight to it, unless Herman Cain is afraid that Ron Paul's going to attack him. I don't know, folks. Can we win any of this? Is America a lost cause? I mean, I'm starting, you know, and this whole thing with Christie all weekend, I'm traveling across, and it's Chris. Listen, there used to be a singing group back in the 60s called the New Crispy Critters or New Christie Minstrels. Well, that's it. Chris Christie with his New Christie Minstrels coming to D.C. I don't know. He's an enigma. He's a strange guy. He appears to be a conservative leader in a liberal state. How did that happen? Huh? How many people did he have to pander to get that position in Jersey? Well, let me see what else we got, because I had some other stuff. Okay, we're done with that. Don't care about the rest of that. I can shut that one down. Do I want? No, I don't want to save it. Just quit them mammy jammers, baby. What else we got? So we're going to have no more free checking accounts at the bank. I mean, what's the difference? Nobody's got any money to put in the banks. State Farm Mutual Automobile Insurance says they've paid $5 billion out this year to repair, rebuild, and replace property damaged by flooding, tornadoes, and wildfires in the U.S. Policyholders have filed more than 970,000 catastrophic claims. That does not include routine auto, home, and business claims. They said the $5 billion includes some residual payments on natural disasters from previous years. In other words, State Farm fought as long as they could before they finally had to pay up for something from a few years ago. And, of course, people just, you know, took it in the shorts. What else we got here? High jobless rates, another rain on consumer spending. So an interesting letter to the editor in one of these publications today, and I've unfortunately closed it down. But it was very interesting because it talked about that issue. Everybody wants the economy to grow. But in order to get the economy to grow, you got to get people to spend money. And guess what? Right now, people aren't spending money. Therefore, the economy can't. You get the idea. It goes on and on and on. Well, now that I've blown through most of this program and not gotten around to the things I wanted to talk about, and we're going to have to go to a break here again in a couple minutes. Lloyd Marcus, the probably most recognized member, public member of the Tea Party, who happens to be a man of rather dark pigmentation, has a new column called Obama's Hate the Rich Campaign. He says in his so-called job speeches, Obama exploits class envy shrouded in fairness. Obama continues to escalate his divisive assault on achievers, purposefully pitting Americans against each other. By the way, breaking news a few moments ago, the Senate is in the midst of casting a vote to ensure that there will not be a government shutdown. Now, what does that mean? Are they just going to pass a resolution that, hey, we won't shut the government down? Or are they actually discussing floating more money to the government? One of the programs I listened to over the weekend discussed all the savings that Obama wants to make. We got to save all this money. We got to cut all this money out of the budget. Got to cut all this money. Well, let's see. Some of that money, a lot of it, is in his mythical bookkeeping mannerisms, has to do with the fact that because he's going to pull us out of Afghanistan and Iraq, it's too bad his father didn't pull out of his mother, but that's another story. And you know me, Granny. It just flows, you know? My grandmother will scold me tomorrow. So just because we're pulling out of the war, in Barack Obama's mind, we're cutting the budget. Let's go ahead and increase taxes to everybody. You know, first it's the millionaires, now it's the 200,000-aires, or 250,000 if you're a married couple. You see where all this is going? It's all just garbage. Pure garbage. They have no intent on cutting their spending, but I'm cut to the chase. We'll be right back after this break.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Did you know that the water you're drinking may contain over 2,000 different contaminants? From hormone-disrupting and mind-altering chemicals like fluoride in pharmaceuticals to newly emerging contaminants like radiation and other hybrid chemicals that water treatment plants don't screen out of our drinking water. PureEffectFilters.com has a breakthrough filter solution to effectively reduce the widest range of such contaminants, including the radiation coming from the Fukushima disaster. In addition, the filters will also revitalize your water by releasing natural minerals and electrolytes while increasing pH and antioxidant levels. Safeguard and revitalize your drinking water today with a breakthrough Pure Effect water filter system. Visit PureEffectFilters.com to learn more. Or contact us today at 1-888-891-4821. That's 1-888-891-4821. Call now and take one of the most important steps you'll take to a healthier future.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous-based metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, and metal expansion and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate on itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphite. It also offers the tremendous benefit of being non-toxic. It is used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Black magic has me in a spell. No. Not quite. He may have a lot of voters in his spell. Let's move on. Welcome back to the final and long segment of tonight's Life, Liberty, and all that jazz. You know, I'm going to kind of break from this whole discussion of the economics and the budget and the money and the, gee, people won't spend because they're not sure the economy is going to get better, but it isn't going to get better. You know, I don't care what field we look in. I see nothing but stupidity and ignorance, two-sided nonsense, talking out of both sides of the mouth, robbing a Peter to pay Paul. No more so. Now, we all know what's been going on at the United Nations. Here's Palestine. Hey, we want to be recognized as our own state, our nation state. And, of course, the Israelis say, nah, you can do this, though. We go back and forth. They hate. There's so much hate. You look at the map. You look at how small Gaza has become and the West Bank and how Israel just keeps nudging everybody out until they take the whole thing over. I want to share a column with you that came in today from Arnold Ahlert, A-H-L-E-R-T. He says, shortly before taking the podium to address the United Nations General Assembly last week, Palestinian Authority President Mahmoud Abbas said everything the world needs to know about where the so-called peace process is headed. Speaking to an assembly of 200 senior representatives of the Palestinian community in the United States, Abbas laid his cards on the table. He said, they talk to us about the Jewish state, but I respond to them with a final answer. We shall not recognize a Jewish state, he proclaimed. Now, why does this become important? Israel was recognized as a Jewish state back in what, 1947, 48? Palestine refuses to acknowledge that statehood? Well, it is worth remembering that Abbas does not represent all of the Palestinian people. He represents Fatah, which in this case might be euphemistically referred to as the moderate half of the Palestinian equation. The not-so-moderate other half, well, that would be Hamas, a so-called terrorist organization masquerading as a government in the Gaza Strip. That would be the same Gaza Strip that Ariel Sharon gave to the Palestinians in 2006 in return for peace. Ariel Sharon gave? Listen. People like Ariel Sharon, who had an unbelievable history of being a bloodthirsty cutthroat. Oh, he was a murderer. You don't know the history of Ariel Sharon. You're missing quite a story. People like that don't give something without getting something major in return. Is this the same Gaza Strip where Israeli soldiers removed thousands of Israeli settlers using force where necessary? Well, what did Israel get for its efforts? Any idea? First, according to the author, they got a civil war between Fatah and Hamas. leading to Hamas taking over the territory. And then in 2008, after Hamas refused to stop shooting thousands of rockets over the border, Israel was forced, no doubt, to mount a military offensive for which it received international condemnation for having the temerity to defend itself. Temerity to defend itself. Is that what they were doing against the USS Liberty when they did that? Were they defending themselves against evil American naval guys who were trying to take out the Israelis? Come on. Did any of that stop the rockets from flying? Our author continues, of course not. Hamas still has its charter of existence, which calls for the extermination of the Jewish state. All right. No single people, no nation has the right to call for the extermination of another nation or its people. And yet, isn't that exactly what the Israelis have been doing to the Palestinians? The Palestinians who they look down upon as these lowly little cockroach scum of the earth. People happen to be human beings who have been sitting on that land for over 1,000 years. Before Israel was given its nation state status. And so our column goes on to say, where does Hamas stand on the current push by Fatah for UN recognition of a Palestinian state? Our Palestinian peoples do not beg for state. States are not built upon UN resolutions. States liberate the land and establish their entities. Those words from senior Hamas leader Ismail Haniyeh. And thus we have the current nuances of diplomacy under which Israel, and only Israel, apparently, must find compromises which will move the process forward in order to find common ground with one or both factions of people whose own attempt to find common ground with one another. In other words, the much-trumpeted reconciliation between Hamas and Fatah that occurred in April remains in limbo, all of whom deny the existence of Israel. And at least one faction of whom remains dedicated to Israel's annihilation. Well, that's tit for tat. Israel has done their best to annihilate Palestine, the Palestinian people, who they claim are nothing but nomads of the desert. That's quite interesting. That's like the pot calling the kettle black. For until 1948... those who refer to themselves as Israelites, or those who in many respects refer to themselves as Jews, were nomads for several thousand years traveling the world. Managed to get themselves kicked out of a whole heck of a lot of places with people who just said, enough is enough, get out. I'm not pitching anything that's off the wall. This is reality, whether you want to watch a Hollywood movie or if you want to open the holy book. It's there for you to read. This is a subject that certainly creates anger in many spheres outside of that portion of the world. Once again, go back to Lawrence of Arabia. And look, watch the fighting that goes on between the tribes. Let's call them tribes of nomads. In the case of Lawrence of Arabia's characters, it was tribes of various different factions of Arabs. Where, in fact, today we have battles going on between two or three or four different groups of nomads, all of whom are wishing to occupy and control the same little piece of land. Call it Palestine, call it Israel, it makes not one hell of a lot of difference. I've shared with you many times over, I have copies of maps at home from the years 11 and 1200 that show Palestine as a recognized nation. And I can go on and on and on with the man's commentary, but this is what becomes so interesting. Well, let's see. Let's do go on with the commentary. And I'll come back with my closing thought near the end on this whole thing, because it really is what's good for the goose is not allowed for the gander. This is what I see taking place here. The nuances. And so now, after all of this, Where does the United States fit into this equation, other than the fact that we're sending billions upon billions of dollars to both of these idiots, Israel and Palestine? You know, oh, we got to support our best friend in the region. It's our only friend in the region, and they wouldn't be our friend if we weren't pouring so many billions of dollars into their economic situation and their military situation. Of course, then we've got other billions going to Palestine because we're trying to buy peace in the area. We're trying to buy their friendship. You can't do that. You cannot be a friend to one country and be a friend to their mortal enemy, because it ain't going to work. So where does the U.S. fit into all of this? I guess one supposes the question depends on one's interpretation of Mr. Obama's speech last week at the U.N., when he said, contrary to everything he said in the White House for 2.5 years, he says, America's commitment to Israel's security is unshakable, and our friendship with Israel is deep and enduring. Boy, that certainly was a 180-degree turnaround from the stand he's taken for a long, long time, isn't it? Huh? But the joke, I mean, those are the words that he said, Obama said, at the UN General Assembly last Wednesday. Why do we need him there? Be better off that he stayed at home with his teleprompters and let his United Nations representative go in there and make the statement. Of course, in fairness, the rest of Obama's speech hit all the right notes that any American president is supposed to hit when speaking about an ally. But it's hard to forget that this so-called president also made it clear that he was more than willing to treat Israel's Prime Minister Bibi with contempt a year ago last May, when he refused to pose for photographs Netanyahu, and then left the Prime Minister of Israel hanging in embarrassment when Obama left to have dinner in private. It's also worth remembering that it was Barack Obama, not the Palestinians, who made the peace process contingent on Israel continuing the building of settlements, discontinuing the building of settlements in Jerusalem. An idea that Fatah quickly adopted as its own. It was also Barack Obama who attempted to link the peace process to Israel returning to its pre-1967 borders in a speech just this past May. Hey, a lot of stuff happened in 1967. Of course, maybe Obama, according to the author, who, by the way, the author has been a longtime contributor to Jewish World Review. Let's just say that the author is not Southern Baptist. Now, that's not his fault. Okay? And I'm not going to point fingers at him for that situation. But once again, we see an author who claims to be or is of a particular heritage or race or religious belief. There's many different ways of looking at this, an issue we're going to cover much later this week in depth. And it's not a subject matter that I particularly want to jump on and do every single day, every single week. But this particular column angered me for reasons that will come to fruition in just a few moments. This most looks like a pizza delivery guy down here. Well, he isn't coming to see me. Maybe Obama has seen the light, our author continues. But for those of us who know better, that light is nothing more than a return to the White House after the 2012 election. Aha! At least he sees something. A return for which he needs substantial support from the Jewish American voter. A small faction of Jewish American voters in New York City's 9th Congressional District had already delivered its verdict on Obama's sincerity towards Israel prior to the president's UN speech. They helped elect a Republican for the first time since 1923 in a district where Democrats hold a 3-to-1 edge in registered voters. For years, the peace process has been based on a simple but fundamentally erroneous idea. It is the idea that Israel must make concessions after which the Palestinians must decide if they are acceptable. Here's a thought, our author says, that until the Palestinians make the only concession without which the entire process becomes a mockery, until they acknowledge Israel's right to exist, they do not get a dime from the United States. That would be the same United States that ought to make it crystal clear that nothing less will be acceptable, not because it sees no legitimacy in a two-state solution, because the current starting point makes no sense whatsoever. The idea that there's any common ground between Israelis who seek that two-state solution and Palestinians who deny the existence of or wish to utterly annihilate one of those states must be seen for what it truly is. One of the most profound disconnections from logic the world has ever witnessed. Or to use a phrase familiar with New Englanders, it's long past time to tell the Palestinians that as far as America is concerned, you cannot get there from here. No acknowledgement of Israel, no more money, period. All right. Here, and this is literally in the title and the subtitle, this is the part that hit me hard. Arnold Ellert, longtime writer with Jewish World Review, once again, obviously not a Southern Baptist, once again makes the mistake of being a partisan writer. He sides with only one side of the issue. He cannot sit back and dissect it and see the wrong on both sides. And so he is suggesting that the best thing that could happen is that until Palestine caves in, sells out their people after 1,200 years to the whims of the United Nations and the United States and the corporatocracy, the global corporatocracy, which is controlled by non-Southern Baptists. Fact of the matter, it's just reality, okay, that Palestine should get no more money. Interesting. The Limeys, the Brits, sucked America into going along with a plan to move a bunch of Palestinians out of a particular piece of land in this area that's what it was called Palestine, that is now called Israel. And since 1948, or thereabouts, give or take a few months, the occupiers, the invaders of that land, have been doing everything they can to annihilate the Palestinians, the various Egyptian and Arab tribes. They've done everything they can to annihilate with tanks, with firebombs, with outright murder. They've expected people to defend themselves with shovels and pitchforks and rocks and ultimately little canvas knapsacks. And yet Israel continues to push and push and push. Here's the problem. The United States of America continues to fund both of these nations, both of which I would refer to at this point in time as rogue nations. Palestine have nuclear capabilities? No, but Israel certainly seems to. And so forget about it. No more acknowledgement of Israel, no more shekels. No acknowledgement of Palestine, no more shekels. Cut them both off, and we'll begin to recover economically. We'll be back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Are you still paying your credit cards and so-called bank loans thinking that you owe the money? Do you feel like it's your moral obligation but can't see an end in sight? Well, what if I told you that in truth, you don't owe a single penny and that the banks know this and hope you don't find out? Here's where we come in. Free2Prosper.com specializes in a profound debt repudiation method which challenges the validity of your so-called debts, morally frees you from the burdens, and protects your property. Our system is often superior to settlement, bankruptcy, or consolidation, which often leave you in a worse situation. If you feel the moral obligation to take care of yourself and your family, then I urge you to consider taking action right now. The economy will not wait. If you want to know more so you can prosper through the economic collapse, all while staying honorable and true to yourself, then call 877-417-8393. That's 877-417-8393. Or visit free2prosper.com right now.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
And we are back for the final few moments tonight's Life, Liberty, and All That Jazz. You know, it's interesting to me, of everything we've done throughout the course of this program, the one topic that I believe deserves the greatest degree of attention and consideration is that which we just discussed regarding Israel and Palestine. This whole business where a man who happens to be Jewish sits there and says, if Palestine won't go along with the program, cut off that money. Don't give them nothing. Well, why shouldn't that be turnabout on Israel? You know, they don't come to the peace table. They don't get it resolved. Why don't we just get it done and cut both of their shekels off? Okay? Let them figure it out for themselves. Let's see how quickly they come crawling back and play the game. Now, the thing that's interesting, that to me was the most important thing discussed. I got inundated with emails while we're on the air about what? The subject of Herman Cain, first and foremost, from Robin. Robin sends out a – whoops, I didn't want to do that. Let's just open it up. Robin sends out a piece talking about the well-established fact about Herman Cain. This was published in theatlantic.com and gives his background. I thank you for that, Robin. I also received a note from my good friend from Gail and Henry that says – there's a joke. No, I'll get to that one in a second. Granny sends me out a note who says that Cain in the Federal Reserve, yes, he was. Why isn't it being discussed openly and publicly? Why is it one of these little, we find it here and there and mentioned occasionally? All right. These things are exceptionally important to discuss and to understand. Where does one's man's mind and set come from? But then on top of all of that, Gail and Henry, who I've not heard from for a while, and that always concerns me, and I'm so glad to hear from you both. sent a message that says, have you heard about Herman Cain's 999 plan? Now, this is the one he's been touting, and he's so succinct and so smooth about it. His 999 plan, which all has to do with the whole jobs business and everything else, how he's going to get America back to work. Do you know what Herman Cain's 999 plan is? It's a 9-inch pizza with 9 toppings for $9. Now, that's the answer to America's problems. Let me tell you, folks. Sick. It's all twisted. But let's worry about cutting off the shekels to Palestine. Cut them off for Israel. Cut them off for Palestine. Let those two groups of idiots finally get together and figure it out for themselves without the money coming from the taxpayers of America. I'm tired of playing the game. I'm tired of the blame game, because that's what's coming down with both of them. Anyway, that brings us near the end of our program today. Granny had to run. Just got a call from one of her daughters. A little health problems going on right there. Oh, man, Elaine Jarvis. Everybody's loading me up on Herman Cain stuff. This is what's most important. The guy's at the bottom tier of the 9 or 10 idiots that are running for the Republican convention. Forget it. They all stink. Let's start over. But don't waste your time with the new Christie minstrels. He isn't the answer to our problem either. Take care of yourself. We'll see you from Granny's place tomorrow night. Without apology, I am Jeffrey Bennett.
Ooh, I've got the lips that suit my taste. And your fingertips, they cannot be replaced. Oh, baby, what you got, nobody has. And I got you. Yes, I got you. I got you. And all that jazz. And all that jazz.
Ever climbing as the dollar continues.